been asked to say a few words now in English for those of you who did not understand, particularly for those who didn't understand, and I'm sorry if you couldn't understand what we've just had in German. I have been here for 7 years, but I didn't know Paulus in the Odenwaldschule, and I didn't know him in his younger years. Even so, it would be very much easier for me to speak for 1 hour or 2 hours or a week than it is to try to give you something in just 5 minutes. And you will forgive me if it is very inadequate, and perhaps you will think, some of you who know Paulus better, that I have not selected the best things to say in about 5 minutes. I've just tried to ask myself, what are the things that Paulus values and that have meant so much to me here? And I've chosen just 3 things. First, freedom. And this includes the freedom to make mistakes. Rules, yes, we have to have some rules, of course, because we live in a community for our own convenience and for the sake of other people. We do need some rules. So we may say, what does this freedom mean? I think we have more freedom here than we sometimes realize. Freedom from punishment, freedom from marks and examinations at the end of term, which are the bogey of so many schools. No artificial or conventional barriers between young and old or between the sexes. These are some of the freedoms which we have here. Perhaps we accept them without realizing. Now, to allow people freedom of this kind, including the freedom to make mistakes, requires great faith and great courage. Paulus has this faith, as we've heard. I think each speaker has mentioned his faith in young people and this tremendous courage. And I think that's one of the qualities, the 2 qualities that perhaps I admire most in him. Secondly, we have here an emphasis on true simplicity. Now, I don't just mean by that some of the inconveniences that we sometimes feel here could be improved. We know we would like to have more classrooms or more space for certain activities. I don't mean anything as crude as that. But by true simplicity, I mean we have, Paulus has and tries to show us, a different scale of values from the one that most of the world accept. We want to learn that riches does not mean the same as just possessing money or material things. Poverty does not equal lack of material possessions. Poverty means lack of inward resources. And Paulus challenges us to think hard what riches means in this sense. Where are the true values in life? And finally, a word which is so overworked that one hardly dares to use it anymore, the word love. Not mere sentimental goodwill or just being exclusively preoccupied with a few people, those perhaps one feels one nearest and dearest, but an active concern for every member of the community. That also has been mentioned by our other speakers, the feeling that each individual counts. Baron von Hügel, who appropriately enough was a German who spent, I think, nearly all his life in England, called this kind of life, kind of love, caring, and said often, caring matters most. There's so many more things we might say about co-education, about developing the whole man, hand, heart, and head, about discovering one's true self, about learning through activity, learning respect for others' personality. And there are dangers too, I think. I said before that Paulus was a very brave man. There is, for instance, the danger of aiming so high that one loses sight of the first practical step. I've selected just these three points: freedom, simplicity, caring. And these are three things that that Paulus wants us to experience, to live in, and to grow towards. Because I think they are both method and goal. We are in them, and yet we shall never reach them.